Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship. More life is what God gives. Life more abundantly now, and then life forever with Him in heaven. Lord, you have given us life. Every breath, every heartbeat is a gift from you. And you bless us with heaven, too. By your grace, we enjoy spiritual life now as our sin was paid for by the precious blood of a spotless lamb, a perfect sacrifice, your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we live now spiritually and yet not ourselves. It is Christ living in us. God, your love for us is too much for us to understand, a mystery. Thank you for your word, scriptures that come to life in our hearts and minds and souls, that brings this life into our minds and our hearts. Heavenly Father, would you please speak to us today through your word, spoken and in song, as we invest these few minutes in your presence with a special focus on the life that you have blessed us with. And Lord, through your Holy Spirit, speak to those listening right now who do not yet understand your love and how you have provided forgiveness for them. Help them to hear you and to respond to your invitation. Your invitation for them to invite you into their hearts and lives, that they will receive your gift of everlasting life. Amen.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful. man with a purpose, and some say he's just history. Some named him teacher, but few ever realized his true identity. His name is Master, Savior, Lion of Judah, Blessed Prince of Peace, Shepherd, Fortress, Rock of Salvation, Lamb of God is He. Son of David, King of the ages, eternal light, Holy Lord of glory. His name is life.
Some named him devil because of his powers. You see, they just could not understand. Some named him blasphemer because they refuse to accept him as more than just a man. But you see, I know him as Master, Savior, Lion of Judah, Blessed Fortress, Rock of Salvation, Lamb of God, He's the Son of David, King of the ages,
Master, Savior.
His name is Master, Savior.
Lion of Judah.
Lion of Judah.
Blessed Prince of Peace.
Blessed Prince of Peace.
Shepherd, Fortress.
Shepherd, Fortress.
Rock of Salvation.
Rock of Salvation.
Lamb of God is He.
Son of David, King of the ages, worship.
Son of David, King of the ages,
eternal light,
eternal light.
Holy Lord of glory,
Holy Lord of glory.
Tonight He's the Holy Lord of glory.
Holy Lord of glory,
His people know Him as the Holy Lord of glory.
Holy Lord of glory,
His name is life.
His name is life.
Put Jesus first in your life. Let him take the burden of sin away. Put Jesus first in your life. Let him handle all the problems that stand in your way. You have searched in vain for that something. Now you don't want that something you found. Put Jesus first in your life and turn your life is full of changes. Each day rearranges the things that count for you. Things that mean so much today can mean much less tomorrow. Even if your dreams come true. Ah, but there's someone I have found. A rock to build your life around. Put Jesus first in your life. Let him take the burden of sin away. Put Jesus first in your life. Let him handle all the problems that stand in your way. You have searched in vain for that something. Now you don't want that something you found. Put Jesus first in your life and turn your
We appreciate you joining us during this call to worship and praise today. Thank you for your letters and your financial help of this ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And please be sure to include the call letters of the station. You can also find us online at www.calltoworship.us. where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. Our email service can provide you with information about each week's Call to Worship program. This convenient reminder includes a link to that week's program and also includes scripture references for the devotional topic. Simply visit our website, calltoworship.us, and enter your email address in the area in the top right of our homepage to subscribe to this free weekly email service. A lot of good things on the website, like being able to listen to the program anytime you want. And you'll find a playlist there I put together of songs, the album, and artist information. And the scripture passages are also there for you online at calltoworship.us.
Remain, his righteousness proclaim. We will see Him in power and majesty.
Jesus Christ came that we might have life. This is your call to worship and praise.
There are moments in this life when it's hard to carry on. When I think about my Father and all the loved ones that are gone, friends and close relations somewhere on the other side, they've passed into forever, but the love will never die. Sometimes this tired world starts bringing my heart down, but you've got to bear the cross if you want to wear the crown. I often get impatient as Father Time keeps dragging on. I've waded through the darkness, now I'm ready for the dawn. I'm ready for the dawn. I want to see that my crazy mind can reach is to set my heart on heaven and deliver. days I preach. So I'm living every moment as if each one was my last. Put my treasure where my heart is and forget about the past. And if Jesus comes tomorrow, I'll be ready to depart. As he leads me to my mansion, I'll be following my heart, following my heart.
I want to see heaven where the faithful carry on. I want to see heaven, oh, oh Lord. I want to see
Dear listening friend, God is all about life. He is life. He creates life, created life in the universe, created light and atmosphere that supports life. He provides us with spiritual life. Abundant life is ours now, and life with Him in heaven in the future. Let's take a look at life from God's perspective. John 10 is where we begin. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. From Colossians chapter 3, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. In John chapter 11, we find the famous account of Lazarus' death and resurrection. Let's start with John 11, beginning with verse 17. Then, when Jesus came, he found he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, and many of the Jews came to Mary and Martha to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at that last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yes, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which shall come into the world. And then Christ gives physical life to a dead body, Lazarus. This is later in John 11, beginning with verse 36. The people who were standing nearby, before Jesus had arrived where Lazarus' body was laid, said, See how much he loved him? But some said, This man healed a blind man. Couldn't he have kept Lazarus from dying? Jesus was still angry as he arrived at the tomb, a cave with a stone rolled across his entrance. Roll the stone aside, Jesus told them. But Martha, the dead man's sister, protested, Lord, he's been dead for 4 days. The smell will be terrible. Jesus responded, Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe? So they rolled the stone aside. Then Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me. But I'm saying this out loud for the sake of all these people standing here, so that they will believe you sent me. Then Jesus shouted, Lazarus, come out! And the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound in grave clothes, his face wrapped in a headcloth. Jesus told them, Unwrap him and let him go. 1 John 5, And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. From John 14, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you might be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way, you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Life, beyond our ability to understand, is what we will enjoy in the future in heaven with God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
Thoughts of facing one more day overwhelm me, and I begin to weep. And I've never felt like I've needed your help so bad. And though my tears are pushed away now, for the sake of morning rush, till the Bible on the table catches my eye, and I read that you are near to the hearts that break with grief, and I realize that I don't have to try to live life myself, because you're I'll just ask for your help each day.
difference you've made in my life. What a difference you've made in my life. You're my sunshine day and night. Oh, what a difference you've made in my life. What a change you have made in my heart. You've replaced all the broken parts. Oh, what a change you have made in my heart. That's why I wanna spread the news. What a difference you've made in my life. What a difference you've made in my life. You're my sunshine day and night. Oh, what a life. You're my sunshine day and night. Oh, what a difference you've made in my
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word spoken and in song as we think about the testimony that we have. There is a difference in our life as God has given us new life in His Son. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And when you write, folks, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us there, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship, once again, since we believe human testimony, surely we can believe the greater testimony that comes from God. And God has testified about His Son. All who believe in the Son of God know in their hearts that this testimony is true. Those who don't believe this are actually calling God a liar because they don't believe what God has testified about His Son. And this is what God has testified. He has given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. Whosoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have God's Son does not have life.
as Christ. You are to me the pearl of greatest price. My love for you will never die. Jesus, you are my life.
You are my life. Oh.
There's no